Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of the Noi, Rav David Tzibin, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Tesvav. We left off a few lines down on Tesvav Amud Aleph at the words Avel Chayv Ba'atifas Harosh. I believe that's where we left off. Says the Gemara, let me just get my notes out over here. On vacation, there's a lot more to say. What can I tell you? A lot more time to prepare. Let's just open up. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Avel chayv ba'atifas harosh. So we'll see in a minute that an avel, this Gemara is talking about a lot of the things that an avel is obligated to do. There are, the Rambam lists in Perek Hay of Avelis Halacha Alf, the Rambam lists 11 things that an avel is mechuyavin. We'll go over them in a moment. Our Gemara is going to hit about 5 or 6 of them, interestingly. But one of the things is atifas arosh. What's atifas arosh? So they used to dress like in a cloak. So you had to wear your cloak covering over your head and then covering over your nose and your mouth. You had to have like an Arab, you know, like the way the Arab, that's called atifas arosh. You had to cover your head and have that. By the way, when Rav Shechter sat Shiva, so I noticed he was makbid to keep his hat on the whole time. And he held that even though nowadays most people don't do atifas arosh, not the way we dress, we don't wear these cloaks. But Rav Shechter held that to wear a hat, at least that was some form of atifas arosh, that he had his head covered, because an avil had to have his head covered. That's why he would wear a hat. Says the Gemara, avil chay batifas arosh. How do we know this? Mitukamali rachman li yecheskel v'lo sa'ata al safam. Hashem told Yecheskel HaNavi, a lot of the laws of Avelis are learned out from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel not to behave. He told him that his wife was about to die, and in most things he should not observe Avelis. He was a leader of Klal Yisrael, but in some things he should. We'll have to talk about in a minute why some things we learn from Yecheskel and some things we do the opposite. It's a little bit strange. But Avel Chayav Atifas Arosh, Mitkom Rachman Yecheskel Lo Satel Safam, you should not wrap yourself. Michlal de Kule Alma Michaive. So that implies, why was he telling him not to do it? That everybody else is Chayev. Now it's interesting that we learn out halachas in Yecheskel. We'll see a lot of the laws of Avelis. What about the fact that Ein Novi Rasha El Chadish Dover? We learned in Megillah that and in Shabbos that a Novi is not allowed to be Mechadish. So the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, in his Hasagas Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban writes that when Chazal learn out halachas from a Navi, so if it's not derech tzivoy, it's just b'derech maiseh, so then it's a din derabanan. But sometimes the Navi will come, if it comes b'derech tzivoy, like you have over here, so either it was already in the Torah, just he was telling the Navi something that was already in the Torah, or the Navi's coming to explain a law that was in the Torah, or it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, but the Navi is the first time we're seeing it, but it was really Allah l'moshe misinai. So says the Ramban. That's how you get around the issue of how Navim could be mechadish things. Usually we don't learn out things, new halachas, from the Navi. Menudeh ma'o batifas arosh. So what about someone who's in cherem, in nidui, I should say, because there's two stages of cherem we're going to see in today's Gemara. There's nidui, which is the first level of cherem, then there's cherem. That's like a more serious level of cherem. Does he have to cover his head? Rav Yosef Tashma, Gemara quotes a brisa. I'm sorry, a Mishnah in Tainis, that if a rain didn't fall for a long time, so with 13 Tanios, and there's a brisa there in Daf Yudalid, that if they kept on fasting and nobody answered, Hashem didn't answer them, so the Tamidi Chachamim, they wouldn't have Shela Shalom, Vein Misatfim V'yoshin Kiminudim Mechavelim. Tamidi Chachamim would wrap themselves and sit like people in Cherem and Avelim. So it says misatvim. So the language of misatvim sounds like someone who's a nidui would have to do atifas arosh. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brought the raya. Abaye said, "Nah, dilma minudul shemayim shani the chamir." There, that's not someone who's a nidui because of something he did to a fellow man. These are people who are minudim lashamayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't provide rain, so we're in cherem as it were. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's worse. We're going to see later in the daf, maybe Medud L'Shamayim is more lenient. But here the Gemara assumes that Medud L'Shamayim is worse. So you have no raya that a regular Menuda to Bezdin, a guy who's Menuda because he didn't listen to Bezdin, would be Chayv and Atifas Arosh. Mitzora Ma'atifas Arosh. What about a Mitzora? Does he have to wrap his head? Tashma.
Va'al safam ya'ateh. It's a beferish and pasuk in Chumash that he mechlal shechai ba'tuvus arosh shema mina. Mefarshim talk about like why do I need a gemara to tell me a beferish and pasuk in Chumash? But whatever they work out that kasha. But it's mamish an explicit pasuk in Chumash. We don't need any drasha. Avel asur laniach tefillin. An avel, the Gemara later on is glowing this only on the first day. Only on the first day of Avelus. An avel on the first day of Avelus, avel asal yinech tefillin, he doesn't put tefillin on the first day. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezko, your glory means your tefillin. The Gemara proves that from other places. But Pe'ercha chavush alecha, your glory shall be strapped on you. Well, what else do we strap on? We strap on the tefillin. So your wife's going to die, and your glory should be strapped on you. So we derive from that everybody else is not allowed to wear tefillin. Now, the Gemara later on is going to explain that this is only on the first day of Avelus. Now, generally speaking, the simple pshat in Rishonim is that's only, well, first of all, why? So Rashi in Brachos writes that why is it that an Avel does not wear tefillin? So Rashi says in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph that an Avel is lowly. He's lowly. He's downtrodden. He's down in the dirt. And it's not respectful to tefillin for an Avel to wear tefillin. That's the way Rashi says it in Brachos. Rashi in Sukkah says it slightly differently, that by wearing tefillin, he's showing that he's not an Avel. Similar idea. By being glorious, you're showing that you're not really sad. Tosis asks a question in Brachos. Why do I need the reason for Yechezkel? Why don't you just say that it's not Pe'er? Just say the reason why an Avel doesn't wear tefillin is because it's not Pe'er. Why do you have to bring me a raya from the fact that Yechezkel, Hashem told Yechezkel, yes, to wear tefillin is a raya not? Tosis has two answers. The Sar Mikutsi, the account of Kusi, quotes an answer that really we learn from Yechezkel. The limit from Pe'er is that I wouldn't make a kavachomer to apply it to all other mitzvahs also. You would think if an Avel is chayv in tefillin, kavachomer should, if an Avel is exempt from tefillin, kavachomer should be exempt from everything else. Tefillin was such a chash of a mitzvah, he doesn't have to do it with kavachomer or others. No, it's just because of Pe'er. I shouldn't learn to other mitzvahs. Another teretz in Tosis is that the Pe'er reason limits it to day one. If it was Avelus, if from Yechezkel, maybe it should be all 7 days that the Avel is exempt from tefillin. But the Pe'er says, no, it's only on day one, because only on day one does the Avel really feel the real pain of Avelus. The real pain is only on day one. Now, generally, many Rishonim assume that an Avel is only exempt from tefillin if it's the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfura, because that's when there's Avelus Midorais and Yom Rishon, if it's both the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura. But let's say by my father, so my father passed away on a Thursday, the Levaya wasn't until Friday, so the Levaya was Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock in Eretz HaChaim, so maybe I should have put on tefillin 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It wasn't the Yom HaMisa VaKfura, it was only the Yom HaKfura. So that's a big dispute in the poskim. It's pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch that an Avel does not put on tefillin on the first day, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish. The Mahari Tatz writes, Dafka, if it's the Yom HaMisa VaYom HaKfura, but if it's just the Yom HaKfura, after the Levaya, put on tefillin. The Dogma Ravava disagrees. Even if it's the Yom HaKfura Levad, it's such a sad day, so you don't put on tefillin. Shmuel Krova, he brings a riot. Just like a Shmuel Krova, there's Avelus to Rabbanon. Nevertheless, you don't wear tefillin. But others disagree and say Shmuel Krova is worse than the Yom HaKfura Levad. However, the Chida, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ben Ishchai, all of them agree to the Dogma Ravava that you don't wear tefillin even if it's just the Yom HaKfura. However, and also the Maram Sheik, the Shevet Alevi, most Achronim. However, the Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rebbe, in the name of his father, the Darki Tshuva, says, no, if it's just the Yom HaKfura, you do put on tefillin. Rav Sternbach makes a compromise. If the Kfura is at night, you do put on tefillin in the morning. If the Kfura is in the morning, you don't put on tefillin the whole day. But I think most people pass on like the Mishnah Berurah that says, even if it's just the Yom HaKfura, you do not wear tefillin. When, by my father's Kfura, we did not put on tefillin after the Levaya in the afternoon. Let's continue with the Gemara. Menu de Ma'o b'tefillin. Teku. Gemara doesn't know. Let it stand. Mitzora ma'u b'tfilin. Toshma kon here. Proof. Vatzarua. We learned yesterday. L'rabbis kohen gadol. That even a kohen gadol observes the laws of tzaras. And then what does it say there? Begadav you frumim. They have to rip your clothing. Sheyu mikoraim. V'roshu yefarua. Ein priya legidul seyar. And his head, you have to let the hair go long. That's by a mitzora, even by a kohen gadol. Divi Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kivomer. No, he learns differently. Nemra havaya barosh. Verosho yiye parua, it says havaya. V'nema havaya bebeged, and it says yiye by the beged. But begad of yiyu frumim, after he ripped. Ma havaya hamura bebeged. Davar shechutz migufo. It's talking about something outside your body. Af havaya barosh. Davar shechutz migufo. My lav at tefillin. So it sounds like it's a reference to the tefillin that your head should be uncovered from the tefillin. So it's a raya that a mitzora doesn't wear tefillin. Amar Rav Papa, lo. Akumsa visudra. It means don't wear a nice hat. Don't cover your head. But it's not referring to the tefillin. Really, a mitzora is chayv in tefillin. You have no right from there that a mitzora is exempt from tefillin. Avel asur b'she'elas shalom. An avel is not allowed to say shalom aleichem. You're not allowed to have people say shalom aleichem to him. How do we know this? And that's why on Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to say shalom aleichem to somebody. There's some people that I only see every year on Tisha B'Av at the Kotel. Baruch Hashem, I only see them once a year, and I never say hello to them. It's crazy. Good friends. People are good friends for years. We always never say hello to each other. Then usually sometimes I'll remember after Yom Kippur to text them and say, sorry, I couldn't say hello to you today. It was Yom Kippur. It was a Tisha B'Av. Even in the afternoon, people think, oh, after Chatzos you could do anything. No. Only one thing you can't do after Chatzos. Only sitting on a low bench. That's the only thing that changes. Everybody else would like everything else to change to Chatzos. But that's the only thing that no. It's still all the other laws of Tisha B'Av, washing and saying Shalom Aleichem, you can't do. I remember when I sat Shiva, Rav Shechter came to pay a Shiva call. So somebody else was there. So a lot of Talmidim, parents of Talmidim were there. So I felt like I wanted to say, send regards to him. But an Avil, that's part of Sheila Shalom. An Avil's not just supposed to give casual, what's the reason for Sheila Shalom? You're not supposed to give casual, hello, how you doing? That's not the proper thing to say during Avilas. That's why Sheila Shalom is usher. So I was, Rav Shechter was there, I asked him, I said, I'm assuming I'm not allowed to say send regards to whatever. Because he says, what are you talking about? He says, of course you're allowed to do it. A Rebbe to a Talmud, that's not saying, hello, how you doing? That's not just saying, hello, how you doing, just a stomach casual greeting. A Rebbe to a Talmud, every time you say, send regards, it means the Rebbe cares about you. It means the Rebbe's trying to create a connection. That's not what Avel's Asur and Sheila Shalom. That's perfectly permissible. That he held sending regards would be permissible from a Rebbe to a Talmud. So ever since that, I go to a Shiva house, if I'll be Menachem, one of our parents, I'll say, send regards. And I'll tell over the story that don't think I'm not allowed to do it because Sheila Shalom, Rav Shechter said. Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, you should be quiet. You shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. So here's one of the cases where we do learn out. Hashem said, Yecheskel, you do this, and we do follow him. We'll get to Lima Torah in a second. There's also learned from this passage. Menu demal b'sheila shalom. Someone who's in cherem is like shalom aleichem. I thought that's the whole thing of cherem. You can't. Amar Rav Yosef Toshma, from that same Gemara in Tainus. Mematim masematan uvesheila shalom shmeil mechaver kibnei adam anezufin lamakom. So Amar Le'abaye, same story. Dilma menu de l'shamayim shani dechamer. Now maybe you can't bring a riot from over there. There they were in cherem to shamayim, so that's why they couldn't do shalom aleichem. Mitzor emal b'sheila shalom. Toshma, can a mitzora say shalom aleichem? Toshma, yeah, he has to throw him out of the machane. Maybe he can't say shalom aleichem. Toshma, come near proof. Val safam yate. She yusuf sosav midubakim zubazu. She kimenuda ucheevel. V'aser b'shel shalom. Shma mina. There you go. A brisa that a mitzora is not allowed to say shalom aleichem. Right? And the mitzora has to yell out, I'm tummy. Don't come near me. You can't come talk to me. Because why? Because he talked lashon hara. So he separated between people, so we have to teach him what it's like to be separate, what it's like to be separate from Klal Yisrael. We throw him out, he has to say, don't talk to me. So you're not even allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a Mitzora. Asks the Gemara, V'nifsha minela menuda. Why don't you learn, beforehand we said it's a teiku, is a menuda, we didn't know. We weren't sure, not a teiku, we weren't sure, right? Whether menuda, right? Abai and Rav Yosef had a machlokas. So v'nifshe minala menuda. Why don't we use this brisa? She'ei ki menuda v'chavel. Amar Ravacha bar Pinchas made to Rav Yosef mikatani she'aser she'ei ki menuda v'chavel katani b'mili achrenaisa v'aser nami b'she'el shalom. In other words, it's not explicit in the brisa that we're comparing him to a menuda as far as she'el shalom is concerned. If you read the brisa carefully, it doesn't say he should be like a menuda and an avel, and he's also b'she'el shalom like a menuda and an avel. It just says, she'ei k'menuda chavel and also b'she'el shalom. But lav dafka, that in that respect, he's like a menuda and an avel. It could be that he's also, that a mitzor is also b'she'el shalom, and he's like a menuda and an avel as far as other things. What are the other things? Namely, He's not allowed to wash. He's not allowed to do laundry. He's not allowed to take a haircut. It's not explicit that he's like a menudah and an avel as far as this is concerned. The Gemara is going to give the same teretz a few times on this daf today. Avel aser b'divrei Torah. The Gemara says an avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Midikam rachman lecheskel hayanek dom. Same pasuk. How can you learn two things out of the same pasuk? Well, it's basically the same thing. Be quiet. Be quiet, don't say Shalom Aleichem. Be quiet, don't learn Torah. The Rishonim struggle with this a little bit. So that's why an Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Oh. So we mentioned before, Rav Tursky has a beautiful idea about why you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem at Tisha B'Av. He says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So people say Shalom Aleichem, hey, hello, how you doing? So we want to take one day, don't say hello, how you doing? So that after Tisha B'Av, when you say hello, how you doing, you're really going to mean it, right? People say, hey, how are you? How's everything? You don't really mean it. But if you have one day that you can't say Shalom Aleichem, so it's made to try to bring people together, Dafka, so that we should appreciate the Shalom Aleichem that we say to people, that we have one day you can't do it, so you appreciate it. So the question is, Tosus asks this kasha, I think it's the Ritva and Sukkah, and Tosus and Sukkah also ask, how come when it comes to She'elas Shalom Talmud Torah, we do like Yecheskel, and when it comes to wrapping your head and tefillin, we do against Yecheskel? That's not fair. If you're learning from Yecheskel, you should do like Yecheskel. Make up your mind. Either all the time do like Yecheskel, or the time not Yecheskel. So there's three answers. Tosis and Sukkah. Now the first answer just it requires a little bit of thought. Tosis says in Sukkah, by Talmud Torah, Hashem told Yecheskel not to learn Torah. Now the whole world that's not Avelim are learning Torah. Why did he tell him not to? Must be that an Avel doesn't. You're telling him to do against the world. But by tefillin, the whole world is putting on tefillin. He told him to be like the world of putting on tefillin. So obviously, if he's telling him to do against what the Minhag HaOlam is, so he's telling you that Avelim don't do this. If he's telling you to do like the Minhag HaOlam, obviously the Avelim do the other way around. It's a sharp, very, very sharp, very, very sharp answer. So by Talmud Torah, he told him to go against the world, to not learn Torah. So obviously an Avel does not learn Torah. By tefillin, he's telling him to do like the world, to put on tefillin. So it must be that all Avelim really don't put on tefillin. If you think about it, you'll get it. It's a little complicated at this hour of the morning and this quickly. Some of the Acharonim, the Shita Megubetzes writes, Pe'ercha chavosh alecha. By tefillin, he said, your tefillin should be on, all other Avelim not. But by Hayanek Dom Mesim, he just said in general, don't learn Torah. He didn't say you. Don't learn Torah. So all of them don't learn Torah. And the Sefer Matzah Chayin, I found these answers in the Green Book on Sukkah. So Otzim Mefarshei HaTalmud. So the Sefer Matzah Chayin, he writes, if you look at the Pasuk, such a beautiful answer. He says, Evel Mesim Lo Sasa Percha Chavosh Alecha. Don't be like an Avel, put on tefillin. But Hayanek Dom was before that in the Pasuk. So Hayanek Dom Mesim, be like a regular Avel, don't learn Torah, don't say Shalom Aleichem. Evel Mesim Lo Sasa Percha Chavosh Alecha. If you look at the order of the Pesukim, Myash, a Murray Dick answer. Beautiful. Nachon. Okay. Now, it says here an Avel cannot learn Torah. There's a Machlok Zachonim. Is an Avel Mechuyev to learn those? Is he Mechuyev in Talmud Torah to learn those things that an Avel is allowed to learn? Like the third parak of Ma'ariv Katan. That's one of the things that an Avel is allowed to learn. Or Eicha, right? Asks the Ritva in Sukkah. It says in Sukkah and in Brachos, an Avel's chayv b'chol mitzvah mors b'torah chutz min atfilin. So if you're chayv in all mitzvahs, so what do you mean? It sounds like he's chayv in Talmud Torah. It says an Avel's, Gemara says an Avel's chayv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. Sounds like an Avel's chayv in Talmud Torah. So some say, well, yeah, it means he's chayv in all the mitzvahs that don't have simcha. But Talmud Torah has simcha, so it's not included in the rule. The Ritva answers, you can't learn from a klal even where it says chutz. So maybe, you're right, there's another exception too. Not only is tefillin an avel nachayvin, Talmud Torah also an avel nachayvin. Another answer, since the avel even reads kriyash mashachris arvis, so he is chayvin Talmud Torah. He's yotzi Talmud Torah by saying kriyash mashachris arvis. That's a big question. On Tisha B'Av morning, should you say karbanos? It's a shayla. Is it called tefillah or is it called Talmud Torah? Gemara Menachos Sadites on Bey says that you yotzi Talmud Torah with kriyash mashachris arvis. So maybe he really is chayv. The Orach Laner says, no, an avel could learn the third parak of He is chayv in Talmud Torah. He could learn the third parak of Moed Katan. He could learn Hilchos Aveilos. He could learn Eicha. So he is chayv in Talmud Torah. The Shibbol Aleket quotes, in the name of the Gaonim, Tisha B'Av and Aveilos, you should not make Birchas HaTorah because you're not chayv in Talmud Torah. So the mashal that he learns that even the he's not even mechuyev to learn the Dvarim Haroim. He's allowed to learn those things, but he's not mechuyev. Since he's not mechuyev, so he doesn't make Birchas HaTorah. We don't pass him that way. I'm pretty sure we pass him that you do make Birchas HaTorah. Okay, let's continue. I apologize. A lot of these sugis are in Brachas, which I teach all the time, so I have a lot of stuff on them. Anyway, here we go. Okay. Let's continue. Menuda Ma'abud Devei Torah is a guy who's in Cherem, he's allowed to learn Torah. Rabbi Yosef Toshma, Menuda Shona, Vishonen Lo, Niskar, Viniskarin Lo. He can be hired out to do work and others can do work for him. However, Mukhram, that's a more serious level of Cherem. That's when you don't listen to the original Nidoy, then we put you in Cherem, which is more serious. Rabbi Shechter likes to say, Cherem is Osios Ramach. When a person's in Cherem, it's like a curse that he should die. That's what Cherem is, a curse. That the curse should go into his Ramach Evarim, his 248 Evarim. Cherem is Osios Ramach. Because we want it to go into your 248 Evarim and you should die. That's what Cherem is. So Mukhram, you don't listen to the rabbis, you don't deserve to live. Lo shona v'lo shona lo. He can't learn. Lo yiniskar v'lo niskarim lo. Aval shona hu la'atzmo. Sholo yafsek zimuda. But he can learn for himself. V'osa lo chonis ketana v'shul panasoso. He can make a little panasa. V'amarav zabune maya v'pakta da'aravos. You could sell water in a place where they need water. I thought selling water was a new einfall. I couldn't believe it when the first water bottles came out. I thought no one was going to make money out of this. What do you mean? I could just fill it up from the tap and get. How is anyone going to make money on a water bottle when it first came out? When we were growing up, there were no water bottles. There was no such thing. Nobody sold water bottles. What are you crazy? Sell a water bottle? Go to the tap and fill it up. Apparently, somebody was a lot smarter. That's why I'm not in business. That's why I wouldn't know the first thing about business. Anyway, the Gemara says over here, apparently this wasn't a new thing. You could sell water in the desert, so you'll make money. Shema Mina. Anyway, we see from here that a menuda can teach others, and others can teach him, so he's mutter to learn Torah. So, we have a good ride. Mitzorah ma'arvi devei Torah, odeban mitzorah tashma, v'hodatm levanech levnei vanecha, yom ha-shamat l'mashem ha-kecha b'choriv, ma'alahalan be'em of year v'yarses of Isaiah, just like by Harsinia we learn Torah, with aim a year v'yarses of Isaiah, so too, all the time, you have to learn Torah, you have to be be'em a year v'yarses of Isaiah. Mikan amru, ha-zoven v'amitzorah u'bo'al e'nidos, even though they are tumah with a very serious tumah, mutarin. Likros b'Torah Nevi Muksuvim v'Lishnos b'Medrash v'Tam b'Alochas v'Agados, because they are be'ema and they are b'Kovid Rosh. Why? The Zavim in the Mitzrayim, their hearts are very serious because of their illness. A Baal Nida, he's very nervous about his sin. And a Balkeri, even though it's a light Tumah, a Balkeri, however, is Asurin. A Balkeri is Usser. Why? Because he's not in Ema B'Yira Bereses of Isaiah. Either he just had relations with his wife, or he had bad thoughts, so he's in the wrong spirit to learn Torah. It sounds like it's learned from a Pasuk. The Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Don't we learn? It wasn't a Takanas Ezra. So apparently this Gemara is like an Asmachta. It's a support for Takanas Ezra. It's an Asmachta. Right, so says Tosis. It's Tosis in Bava Kamma by Takanas Ezra, Pei Beis Amid Beis. Tosis says that even though this Gemara sounds like it's learned out from a Pasuk, it's just a support for the Takanas Ezra. This is why Chassidim go to the mikveh every morning, because of Tumas Keri, but the Gemara already says in Brachos that we don't paskin, that you have to do this. We paskin that it was Batel Takanas Ezra. That's why 98% of the people in the world don't go to the mikveh every morning. The Chassidim are makbid for Takanas Ezra, but we hold Takanas Ezra was repealed. It says in Beferish in the Gemara that Takanas Ezra was repealed, and it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch that we no longer observe Takanas Ezra, but the Chassidim do it mitzad chumrah. Let's continue. Avel aser betich boses. An Avel is not allowed to do laundry. Dichsiv. Don't anoint yourself with oil. So from the fact that he said to her, put on the garments of Avelus, so you should look disgusting, like an Avel. So we learned from there that you should wear disgusting clothing, that an Avel can't do laundry. What about the Menudah Tashma? Menudo Mitzorah Asurin Abraisa, black on white. Menudo Mitzorah Asurin Lachabes, Lisaper Lachabes. You can't take a haircut, can't do laundry. Shmamina. Avil Chayv Bekriya. An Avil has to rip his clothing. Tekamale Rachmana Lebnei Aaron. When Nadav and Avia died, Loisif Romo. You shouldn't rip clothing. Mechladu Kuliyama Mechayve. Everybody else should rip clothing. Menudo Mal Bekriya. What about somebody in Chayim? Does he rip Kriya? Teiko, we don't know. Mitzorah Mal Bekriya. Toshma. Begad of Yufrumim, Shimukorayim, Shmamina. A Mitzorah has to Kriya. Avil Chayv Bekriya Samita. This is something we don't do. Some people have the Minhag Darna Veils, don't sleep with two pillows, sleep with one pillow because of this. But the type of beds they used to have, they would turn over the bed. That's one of the things we don't do. The Tani Bar Kapara, taught, Dumus Diokni Nasati Bahen, Uvavanoseim Hafachtia. So I gave people the Dumus Diokni, that the Evitzelam Elokim. And because of their sins, I've had to make them die. So kafam itoseim aleim. So just like Avelis is a sign that Hashem had to make somebody die and turn his parts of into the ground, so do we turn over our beds. That's why we have the minhag to turn over our beds. Menudim mizor mayim b'kfiyas hamita, take it, we don't know. Avel aser basiyas malacha, and Avel's not allowed to go to work. Dechsiv, v'afachti chagichem le'evel. Your yontif becomes like Avelis. So there's a comparison between Avelis and yontif. Ma chag aser b'malacha, af avel aser b'malacha. Menudu ma basiyas malacha, Rav Yosef tashma, kishe amru, aser basiyas malacha, l'orme ala b'yom. Avel b'layla mutter, that's by Atanas Tzibur. And b'layla is mutter. And when they said aser b'nidis a sandal, it's only b'ir. Avel b'derech is mutter. V'cheina tamotze b'nudu avel. Ah, so is that going on everything? Ma lava kulu, only by day. So maybe it's also, we can prove to this that a menudah is also asa basiyas malacha. Lo, asha'ara, it's only going on the other things. It's not explicit that a menudah is asa basiyas malacha. Same thing we said before. Tashma. The Gemara wants to prove this question about asiyas malacha. Menudah, shona v'shonen lo, we just had it before. Niskar v'niskarin lo. He's allowed to hire himself out to others, and others could hire himself out to him. So it sounds like he's allowed to do malacha. Shema mina. Yeah, it's a good raya. Mitzvah Masim Lacha Techa. We don't know about whether Mitzvah is allowed to do Malacha. The Gemara doesn't know. Avel Aser Berchitza. An Avel is not allowed to do take a shower. One of the hardest things of the 7 days of Avelis. I did this. We didn't, you know, some people take leniencies with this, but Shulchan Aruch says an Avel is not allowed to take a shower. Now, you're allowed to do Archatzas Panav Yad Varaglav. So you're allowed to, like, wash your, you know, you're allowed to wash the dirty parts of your body, like go to the sink and wash yourself off a little bit with soap, whatever. You're allowed to, you know, you don't have to, but it's mamish. Gehenim. An Avel, all 7 days, can't take a shower. For Shabbos, you're allowed to take a shower. But aside from Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shower. Avel aser berchitza. Dechsev, va'al tasuchi shemen, or rechitza b'chlal sicha. Funny kind of drasha. It says, don't anoint yourself, and rechitza is considered to be included in sicha from Pasuk in Tehillim. Va'tavo kamayim b'kirbo v'chashemen ba'atzmosav. So there's a comparison between showering and anointing. So if you're not allowed to anoint, you also not take a shower. Menuda ma brichitza. What about someone who's in cherem? Can he take a shower? Amr Rav Yosef Tashma. Kishe amru aser brichitza l'amr ela kol gufo. Ah, aval panav yad v'raglav mutter. V'chein ata motze b'menudo v'avel. Sounds like a menuda. My lava kulu lo ashara. It's not explicit. You don't know whether it's explicitly about the menuda. Mitzel ma brichitza take it. We don't know. Avel aser b'nidis ha-sandal. An Avel is not allowed to wear leather shoes. You should wear leather shoes. Mechlal, the kuleyama aser. Menudah ma b'nidis ha-sandal. Whatever. And midam Rav Yosef Toshma. Kishe amru aser b'nidis ha-sandal. Lo asu ela b'ir. Lo amru ela b'ir. Avel b'derech, if you're traveling, you're allowed to wear leather shoes. Mutter. Okay, it said Yetzel Aderech Noel Nichnas Leir Choletz. When you come into the city, you got to take off your leather shoes. Again, my love Akulu Lo Ashara. No, only on the other things that we already said. It's not a raya that it's by that. Mitzor Mabin Sadal Teiku. We don't know whether Mitzor. You see how many lachas we don't know. You see Shas is so vast. We think we know everything. We don't know anything. Mitzora. We don't know. Is a Mitzora wear leather shoes? We don't know. Avel aser b'tash v'shamita. An Avel is not allowed to have marital relations with his wife. Tichsiv. V'ayinochim David es bas sheva ishto. When their kid died. V'ayavo elah. V'ayishkav ima. He was menachim her after the avelos by having relations with her. Mechlal de meikara aser. So it sounds like during the avelos, he was not allowed to have relations with her. Menuda ma'al b'tasha shamita. Rav Yosef Toshma, the same story. Kolos and Shana Shayusel Bamidbar. Menuda nehayu la shamayim. V'shimshu mitoseim. They had relations all 40 years. So it sounds like a menuda is muta b'tasha shamita. Says the Rambam Abai, v'dilma menuda l'shamayim shani, de kill. Abai says, well, maybe a menuda l'shamayim is different, that he's more lenient. What? But on the Amud Aleph, you told me that a menuda l'shamayim was more lenient, was more strict. Ask the Gemara, kill. V'ha amris chamer. Didn't you tell me, Amud Aleph, that a menuda l'shamayim was more strict? Answer the Gemara, yeah, he wasn't sure. Abai wasn't sure. Sfuki misapkalei. I wasn't sure which nidoy was worse. Zil hacha kamad chalei, v'zil hacha kamad chalei. So when you try to bring a maraya that from the menuda l'shamayim, that it was more strict, he's going to say, well, maybe menuda l'shamayim was more strict. When you try to bring a raya from tasha shamita, that menuda l'shamayim was mutar b'tasha shamita, he's going to reject it and say, well, maybe he's more lenient. He's not sure whether menuda l'shamayim is more strict than menuda to b'nei adam, or whether it's more lenient than b'nei adam. Hey, Reb Zalman, good to see you. How's life in West Orange? Good to see you, Reb Zalman. Jeremy, we still over there in the different time zone? You still by the 9:25 time zone? Good to see you. Enjoy every minute over there. Okay, let's finish up here. Mitzora ma'u b'tasha shamita. I did that already. Where am I? I'm sorry. No, that's where I am. Mitzora ma'u b'tasha shamita. Is a mitzora allowed to have marital relations with his wife? Tashma desanya v'yashav michutz la'ohalo. Outside the oil. What's the oil? Shehei kemenud v'chavel v'aser b'tasha shamita. V'ein ha'alo ela ishto. Shneimar lechem or lehem shuvu lachem la'alechem. After Mamad Hasin, Hashem said, go back to your oil to permit them to go back together with their wives. Because before, and he said, I'll take you, Elisha. He said, go back to your oil. Your oil is your tent, is your wife. So, shmamina. Yes, you have a good proof over here that the Mitzora, he has to sit michutz la'alo, that he's aser b'tasha shamita. V'nifsha nami l'menuda. Why don't we prove this also menuda? Because it said, v'yashav michutz la'alo, she'ei kemenuda ch'avel. That's mamish. V'asta shamita. So why don't we learn this to menuda? It says, l'ma rav huna, v'rei derav pinchas, mishmei. Derav Yosef, no, mi katani, he should be like a menuda m'avel, she'aser b'tasha shamita. That he's aser. It says sheik menuda chavel b'mili achronisa. He could be like a menuda of an avel. It's like palgin and dibur over here. You could be like a menuda of an avel by the other things, like you can't take a shower, you can't do laundry. Va'aser nami b'tasha shamita. But a mitzora is also aser b'tasha shamita. But it doesn't say that in this regard. You're like a menuda and an avel. Maybe a menuda and an avel is muta b'tash shamita, but a mitzora is also b'tash shamita. So you have no proof. Avel einu mishalech karbonosav. If a person's an avelos, he's not allowed to make a point of shliach. Now, what do you mean? He himself for sure can't bring karbonos. He can't leave his house. An avel's not allowed to leave his house. So he's not making it to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not walking. But the question is, can he send, let's say he's chayav to bring karbon and wants to bring karbon, can he send the karbon in the hands of somebody else? Avel einu mishalech karbonosav. He's not allowed to send his karbonos. The sign here we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shlamim bizman shehu shalem. You can only send a shlamim when you are shalem in your das. And an avel is certainly not, is not dato miyushevis alav. His head is not in one piece when you're in avelos. V'lo bizman shehu onen. Also when you're in aninus, that's before the burial. You're also not allowed to send somebody else to bring a karbon. Menuda ma'u sheyesh la karbonosav. What about a menuda? Can he send his karbonos in the hands of somebody else? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashima, coming here, proof. Kolos and Shanim Shayusol Midbar, menudim hayu. V'shalchu karbonosayim. We know that they brought karbonos in the Mishkan the whole 40 years. So you see, menuda is allowed to bring karbon. Oh, Amar Le'abai, no, but the menuda shamayim shani to kill. Maybe menuda l'shamayim is different, but someone who's a nidui from Bezdin, maybe he's not allowed to bring karbonos. It's more strict. Kill v'harmes chamir, svukim misapkale, umadchile, and he can be doiche either right in either direction. by saying that a menuda l'shamayim is either more strict or more lenient than a menuda la'adam. Mitzora, ma'u shi'ishlach karbanosav, can a mitzora send his karbanos in somebody else's hands? Toshma, decide it. We learned in a brisa. Yecheskel Anavi says about a kohen who was mitame l'meis, v'acharei taharaso, shivas yomim yisperu lo. This is a little bit complex. Let's pay attention here. Talking to myself. So is a mitzora allowed to send a carbon? So we have a pasuk, we have a brisa that Yecheskel says by a kohen who's mitami lemeis, v'acharei taharaso shivas yomim yisperu lo. What does that mean? Acharei taharaso shivas yomim yisperu lo? What, a guy's tamei meis has got to count another 7 days? What are you talking about? So the brisa learns like this. No, it doesn't mean after he's tahar. It means, rather, that's not true. What do you mean? What happens when the guy's tamei meis? You sprinkle the blood. You sprinkle the paraduma water on day number 3 and day number 7. You go to the mikvah on day number 7. On day number 8, you bring karbanos and you're okay. What does this mean? After tahara, so another 7 days. By the way, there's a lot in Yecheskel that makes absolutely no sense. That's why the rabbis wanted to put Yecheskel in the Geniza. It was against the whole Torah. But then they spent time. They answered up all the kashas and they figured out why Yecheskel really does make sense. But so what does it mean? Achar prishaso min ames. No, it doesn't mean acharei tahara. So it means after he stops touching the dead body, then it's 7 days. Of which on the 3rd and the 7th you sprinkle the water. So that's the simple pshat. Now the brisha has an additional level of interpretation. Shivas yam yisprulo. Even though the simple pshat is count 7 days from the tumah, however, since it's talking about counting 7 days. So we have an additional level of interpretation. The Gemara has an additional drasha. Elu shivas yimei sfiro of a mitzora. Meaning, a mitzora mukhlat. So we learned earlier that a mitzora mukhlat, after the negat saras goes away, he has to count another 7 days after that. So it's talking about a mitzora. And then on the 8th day, he brings his karbanos. Oh, but during those 7 days of after the nega goes, he's not allowed to come into the Migdash. Now, what's the next pasuk? Uviyom bo el hakodesh al chaser apnimis l'sharis pakodesh yakriv chataso. On day number 8, he brings his chatos, which is zu asir sa'efa shelo. A kohen hedyot has to bring an asir sa'efa when he comes back to do the avoda. He has to bring asir sa'efa. As the pasuk says, "Uviyom bo la kodesh l'sharis pakodesh." That's the first day of his avoda, yakriv chataso. That's a tenth of an eifa. So that's the way any kohen, anytime any kohen, the first day of his avoda, he brings the asir seifa. And so too, this kohen who was a mitzora, when he comes back to work, he has to bring the asir seifa. Now this has nothing to do with the pasuk before. He's just trying to tell them, "Divrei Rabbi Yehuda." So Rabbi Yehuda learns that when the Kohen comes to work the first day, he's got to bring an Asir Seifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, it is a continuation of the Pasuk before. Rabbi Yehuda learns that any Kohen on the first day of his Avoda has to bring an Asir Seifa. Rabbi Shimon says, in addition to that, it's also following the Pasuk before, that the Kohen who's a Tmei Meis or a Mitzora, who was a Kohen who was a Mitzora, Bivo Yakriv, Bizman Shiroi Lubia, Roy Lakrava. When a Kohen is allowed, he also learns this. Bizman Shiroi Lubia, when a Kohen is Roy to come to the Beis HaMikdash, so he can bring Karbanos. Bizman Sheino Roy Lubia, but if the Kohen himself is not Roy to come to the Beis HaMikdash, Eino Roy Lakrava, he's not Shayach to Karbanos, so he's not allowed to bring a Karban. So from the words of Rabbi Shimon, we learn that a Mitzora, who's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, is not allowed to send somebody else to bring a carpet to the Beis HaMikdash on his behalf. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, we're back live in Woodmere at 7:05, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, regular time, 7:05 Eastern Standard Time. Rabbi Zalman, great to see you. Jeremy, have a great day. Tzvika, Chanachenach, have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi. That class was amazing. The Rav Schechter send regard stories. Oh my God, off the hook.
You like the Rav Schechter send regard stories? Okay, thanks for Zalman. Thank you.
You got it. You got it.
when Rav Shechter was sitting shiva for his parents, so we were on Ansi Swaikolo, one of his parents. So we had a kumzitz Mlava Malka with guitars. We're singing and playing kumzitz. He came in. He came with the joints and avelis. We said to him, Rabbi, did you forget? And he says, my father would for sure be Michael. My father would for sure be... Well, yeah, exactly. My father would for sure be Michael, he said. My father wouldn't want me to... It's a violation of my avelis to sing. Okay, go to a chasna, I get it, to go dance. And this is dvekas. This is singing. We're singing dvekas. My father would for sure be Michael.